I have a question for you.
Yeah.
All the big, we're about the big hard-hitting hypotheticals here at Move.
Yes, we are two tennis players with, instead of a tennis ball, we play with a medicine ball here.
The hard-hitting, exactly. I like what you did there.
Yes. And a segment we like to call, ouch, why do you have to destroy my racket?
Would you rather Gordon Ramsay cook for you or Jamie Oliver? And also, I want to know what you think of Gordon Ramsay just generally.
I think Gordon Ramsay is extremely entertaining.
Okay.
I don't want to meet him ever in my entire life. Why would you want to meet a leather couch that constantly abuses you? And Jamie Oliver is just a really charismatic Basil Plant.
Cockney.
I'm going with the Basil Plant.
I've been watching a lot of Gordon Ramsay stuff because I kind of got into Marco Pierre White and I don't know, a lot of these sort of old school, early, you know, these sort of 90s cult chef characters. And yeah, I'm just fascinated by Gordon Ramsay. I don't know why. Like, I understand he's going for his fortune. I understand that he has to, I understand chefs work so hard to make it what they do. But like, he's inexplicably angry. He's way too angry for a multimillionaire.
Yeah, it's something about his frontal lobotomy for sure. There has to be something wrong with the wiring in that man's brain.
Do you think he can relax?
No, I think that is his version of being zen. Because don't you think that he'd be, when I'm in the kitchen, I'm at my most resourceful, yeah? Your most resourceful is throwing hot spaghetti sauce on an 18-year-old? Imagine when you're pissed. Despacito, up next on Move. Magic, Coldplay, 107.9, 99.5 throughout the mountains. You're listening to Move FM. Hope you're having a terrific morning. I know Miss Love is because he is a homeowner now.
Oh, my goodness. Break the champagne.
You don't have any champagne, do you? Man. The real estate agent left you some drumsticks because he said, now I know you like music. What is your real estate agent your grandma? And also left you a cup full of Lindt chocolates, which leads me to suspect that he ate a few of them. What do? I put it in a mug.
LJ Hooker, we love you. Blake, you're the best real estate if you're listening. Absolutely love your work. It was very...
Apart from the sponsors of Move FM, which is Richardson and Rich. You're listening to Move FM. We've got to stop. We have to stop. We'll come after this. Versace on the floor, Bruno Mars, 107.9, 99.5 throughout the mountains. You're listening to Move FM. Good morning. And we're going to do a take two on this because Miss Love said some very controversial things, i.e. bought up a real estate agent that is a direct competitor of the primary sponsor of our paychecks.
What I meant to say was I love Richardson and Wrench. Everything about them. Great service, great staff, great advice, great real estate.
Far better than the real estate, whoever they are. That helped you buy your first house. But continue on about you purchasing it.
So it's a momentous occasion. I've been dreaming about this since I was a little boy growing up in Lane Cove, and you know, it's great. Thank you, you know, the mountains for allowing this little city kid to have a dream and live the Australian dream. Because
do you feel that 50% of your shirts have to be singlets now?
Well, 30% already are, so it's not going to be a stretch.
You really were visualizing before you materialized, weren't you?
And I've got a lot of flannos.
And you need a barbecue that is at least oblong in shape. Circle won't cut it anymore, Miss Love. That's for renters.
Yeah,
you're a homeowner.
Well, it's exciting. I mean, especially given the fact that in Sydney, what I paid for the house would buy me lunch.
Daily Star Guide up next on Move. If you can't afford a house here, I'm sorry. You're doing life wrong. Anyway, here we go. Miss Love, while I was away, I had this realization.
Yes.
Listen to this song. Okay, your disgruntled groan says it all.
What do you want to
know?
Don't
you think that would be the perfect song to play in Guantanamo Bay on 24-hour loops for weeks in a row to get people to talk? You know how they do that with Christina Aguilera's Fighter and other pop songs?
Do they?
It's a noted torture method.
I did not know that.
I know.
That would work. Mate, you don't have to play that on replay. Play that halfway through and I'll tell you my family's deepest secrets.
You know what else I reckon it's perfect for as well?
What?
Don't you think just some guy tied to a chair that you're trying to get them to talk and you don't want them to hear the screens while you're like smacking them with a belt?
Oh, fuck.
Don't you think just turning that up really loud while that's happening and then just like, how scared would you be if you heard this phrase? This is an America, man. This is Cuba. No, no, no! Traffic next.
Traffic powered by the ponies at the World Polo Championship.
All right, that was Tribute, Tenacious D on 107.9 and 99.5 Throughout the Mountains. That is the longest guitar tale I've ever seen in a song.
1 minute long.
Speaking of people that go on for way too long, we've got Chris on the line.
Again.
The residential nut at Move FM.
How's the outsiders welcome at all?
You weren't speaking of people. I'm not a guitar solo, and you said speaking of people, and I'd like to take issue with that. That's a very
you
bad
do have a
metaphor.
Point.
What a surprise! He wants to take issue with something.
It's scientifically accurate.
Very sport.
What?
Your complaint is valid.
Yeah, it is. Well, because Jordan obviously doesn't have the skill.
Anyway,
he doesn't have the skills to be a radio host. I'd like to call up to talk about politics today, because usually I'm an apolitical guy.
Okay,
I have too
wait.
Many opinions. I leave that to the big shots.
Okay, my finger is hovering above the dump button, so you be very careful with what you say, Chris.
No. Don't dump me. I want to talk. I want to talk politics today.
Fair enough. This is a forum for the public. You are entitled to your opinion. What is it?
This is AM radio.
Oh, okay. So, do you know our defence minister, Max Payne?
It's Maurice Payne.
No.
Great game, though.
I've seen it. It's Max Payne. Anyway, our defence...
Yeah.
Apparently, she's authorised $1 million... $1 million worth of sex changes in the military.
Okay. Are we allowed to talk about this?
No. I can understand if it's a woman going to a man, getting bigger muscles, and so you can fight. You know, the Kosovoans and the Serbians.
That was
a bit stronger.
You're about 20 years too late on that one.
I don't know. No. That was about the same time that Ride on Time was on the tracks, Chris.
Do you know what's happening in Bosnia? Anyway,
Chivapi?
But apparently, it's men going into women, and why not just kick them out of the military?
Yeah. Okay, that is enough opinions from you today. Chris, please wait a couple more weeks before you call us up.
Don't
you agree?
Chris, what I want to know is why do you ring up a top 40 station with these extremely inflammatory opinions? Why don't you just call up to LT? They love this stuff.
I don't have the number. Sorry, I can't do it.
Yeah, I think that's the end of that.
That's the end. All right, play that song, Train, up next on Move. Hope you just finished breakfast, because I've just got to bring this to your attention, Mislav.
Yes.
I pissed on my shoe.
We're really on the philosophical level here at Move. Okay. what do you want me to do about it? When?
Do you reckon I should get new shoes?
When was this?
Just then.
Damn, you're a freak.
If I can feel it. Why am I a freak? Everyone does that.
What shoes?
How dare you accuse me of like being a bearded lady because I peed on my shoe.
Did you do it for long?
My dogs do that all the time. They always forget that they're peeing and then you throw a ball and then it goes straight all over their legs.
You
it's
liked
just
it,
everyone
didn't
misses
you?
Every night. No, I did.
What? Show me your shoe right now. Show me your shoe right now.
Okay.
Like the kind you're wearing. The side. I reckon you should throw them out regardless.
Traffic up next on Boo.
Traffic. Thanks to Horsepower.
I forgot that song's awesome. Sabrina Carpenter, Y107.9 and 99.5 Throughout the Mountains. You're listening to Move FM. Good morning. We got Baby, I'm Getting Better by Gyroscope. In brackets A for some reason. Is there remixes of it? Is this a multiple choice question of is it A, gyroscope, B, microscope, C, kaleidoscope? Oh, I'll go with kaleidoscope. Very scientific. Move FM. You are listening to Move FM, and Miss Love, as a music connoisseur, I've got a quick question.
Yep.
What's your opinion on college rock?
College rock.
Any backtrack for those of you who don't know that's played in any movie that's like American Pie, the Dew Brothers go across America and smoke dupes. Those kind of films.
The Dew Brothers. honestly, man, I think it's pretty rad. Like, did you spit your tea out? Oh my god!
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, dude. Blink 182, Sum 41, The Offspring. Come on, what else we got? What are they called? Newfound Glory. All these bands are fun. They're fun. I mean, first of all, their production is cool. And like, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm putting it out there. Anyone that doesn't like Blink 182 is just a bossy boots. They're mad.
Big calls here.
They're fun.
Yeah. Man, it's the harshest thing you could say right next to Doo Doo Head, isn't it?
I mean, bossy boots. Are you saying that you don't like the music that Stifler from American Pie doesn't like? That means you're not a fun guy. You're not coming to the party.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you don't own a shirt that has really large numbers on it, you're a loser. Or, as they would say in college, dork. We've got a tangent by Charlie Puth up next on Move. But I'm so glad that you agree with that. All right, so it's just official now.
It's official.
That should be the Hall of Fame. College rock, bring it back. Every band that does it from now on is doing disservice to the musical genre. I'm looking at you, Bach. Come back as a zombie and start writing musical scores for American Pie 7. Attention, here we go, Charlie.
Hippies are cool, aren't they?
They are.
Are they still, though?
Well, I mean, they're cool unto themselves, I guess. But I actually met one the other day on an airplane.
Okay.
Man, she lives in a commune.
It's cheap.
Yeah, okay, that's a plus.
Yeah, absolutely.
Minus,
yeah.
I don't think a guy that studied under a shaman is a good substitute for having a doctor in the community.
Well, I've seen some. God, I am.
Yeah, okay. You think blood's better than antibiotics?
I'm at the point in my life where, yes, I think it might be just as good.
Please explain yourself.
I'm just growing superstitious and I live near trees now.
You don't. You have one shrub in your house.
Yeah, but
does that qualify as a tree?
Out back.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Maybe you're able to shrink yourself in. It's a brand new house, and I haven't looked through all the cupboards. Maybe you do have a shrink ray in there that you go up there and you're like, that is the biggest tree I've ever seen, a McDonald shrub. Dear Bill, up next, or boo.
Hello, still clinging to his AAA critic.
What a Girl Wants, Christina Aguilera. You know what I want to do, Miss Love?
Yeah.
How much better and or worse is Christina Aguilera than Britney Spears?
Oh, I like this game.
The twiddling of the fingers was the giveaway.
That's code for mischievous.
Ooh, we having naughty fun, aren't we?
Funky. No, wait. What did Mom say? Cool bananas.
Oh. I don't know that I'm 45. Grow up. Okay, so Christina Aguilera clearly has.
Oh, it's a really tough one. It's funny that you asked me these random questions that seem like out of the left field, but I always seem to be thinking about them like a day before you ask them.
Do we have some kind of psychic connection?
I think possibly. I'm not kidding. I was thinking about Christina. I was thinking about the validity of Christina Aguilera in depth over the last few days.
Okay. Shona Nova, the girl that does the astrology readings here on Move FM, which I'm 100% behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. We've got to ask her what she thinks about extrasensory perceptions.
Maybe we can get to the bottom.
Because you know what? I'm going to guess
that she
is ardently opposed to them and really wants to see the science on
them. How about this? You try to guess my answer right now. Wait, let me think of my answer first because I'm not sure. Hold on. So who's better, essentially, right? Mm.
This is dead air, but okay.
No, sorry. Yep. I've thought of my answer. Let's prove this telepathic theory right now. Let's see if you can guess which I think is better.
Christina Aguilera.
All right, so the system's not perfect. System's not perfect. But
maybe extra few days, perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perhaps ESP isn't a science and it's more like baseball. You strike out more than you get hits, but it still doesn't mean that it's not a bloody good game. CVD by Clean Bandits up next on Boo. That was Lover by Teddy Cream on 107.9 and 99.5 Throughout the Mountains. You're listening to Move FM. Before that was Diamonds by Rihanna.
A classic.
Isn't it?
Yes.
I've got my hands on a fresh new remix.
Wow. Straight to you. You were the first person to get it. Don't worry about it.
These mountains hold mysteries within them. And so what we've got here, Miss Love, is the original. Just to jog everyone's memory.
Yep.
What's she talking about? Diamonds.
Caribbean. I don't know.
Yeah, neither
I
do
don't
I.
know. I have no idea. Yeah, diamonds, obviously. I'm sure the eyes. I think we're talking about the eyes.
True. That's a very good jumbled point. And so, what do you think about
in your perspective? I'm going to get to the bottom of this right here. What is the definition of jump? No, go on.
Here's the remix. What do you reckon about it?
Yep.
Diamonds by Rihanna, remixed by DJ Khaled. Here we go.
Beautiful like in the sky. No, hold tight. Oh, I can't hold tight. Hold tight. It's pretty much the only game. Beautiful. Diamonds in the sky. Remix. DJ Khaled.
I think it's going to be a hit, man. I really like the inclusion of fart noises in the hit. It's going to take off.
That was Jessica Malboy on 107.9 and 99.5 Throughout the Mountains. You're listening to Move FM. Wakey.
Move. Good moving.
Good moving.
This is not a station entirely devoted to removalists, but sometimes they are our sponsors on Move.
Well, move on.
To Daily Star Guide, Move FM. Move. There's nothing else to say. Sorry, here's the Star Guide.
This is Shona Nova with your Star Guide for October.
I've got a question that I'd like to direct to you, and if you're in the car, I really want you to think about this.
Yep, here we go.
What mythical creature do you think you are? If this was J.R. Tolkien's world, in fact, just anything that you constantly see on either mythical books and or Oz Lotto scratchies, which is always just the leprechaun, of course it is.
Can I throw it back on you? First, and then because I want to see what vibe you're thinking. What would you describe yourself as first?
I'm pretty sure I'd be one of those Mystic Tumnus characters in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Oh. The one where the little girl comes
the
in.
Goatee.
And
goes, yeah, I know the one. Yeah.
Little goat's feet.
Yeah.
Little goat horns. Apart from that, all man.
I think I'm
just a very disappointing mermaid.
I think I'm one of those giant tree people from Lord of the Rings that are like, it's too early. Can we do the radio show later?
Yes, I'm you do so need that.
Tired.
Oh, and it is the bane of my existence, the pauses in between what you say on air.
Yeah, the dead air space.
Top 40 cannot have dead space, except for
unless it's for ants. Take a very long time to say anything.
You are, you're a
I'm
tree.
I'm an ant. I'm a tree.
Issues by Julia Michaels up next on Move.
I have a question for you, just quickly too. I hope before I leave this earth, I'll find out what on earth she's saying in that song. But apart from that, I have a question for you, Jimmy.
Shoot, even though my name is Jordan.
It's kind of very specific, but I'm just curious what you're going to say here.
Sure thing.
At a significant life event of yours, let's say a birthday, a wedding, a bar mitzvah, whatever. Mm. Given the choice, who would you rather perform at your said event?
Mm.
Ed Sheeran.
Right.
Or Tom Jones?
Who's picking Ed Sheeran? Apart from female substitute teachers.
Our audience.
As if they are. Call in now. 6352-2900 is the number to call. You call us and defend.
Ed.
Why you... Defend Ed. In general. Not even just parties.
I agree.
Just defend him.
I'm on your side. I just didn't know where you were going to go with that.
Obviously, you choose Tom Jones, right?
Definitely.
How can you even say that? That even sounds wrong, doesn't it? The Tom Jones of our generation, Ed Sheeran, because he's had maybe 3 hits and a lot of them were just crying about babies.
Even just from the Simpsons episode where it's like, that's right, smile, everything, okay. Hi, Marge. Even that makes me be like, yeah, what a sweet character. Call in.
I just want to rub his curly hair for good luck. I don't want to touch Ed Sheeran's ginger hair.
No. No.
Don't speak, no doubt. Gwen Stefani up next on Move. We've settled it. Ring in anyway. Move FM. You and me. You know how there's a lot of clickbait on sites like MSN and BuzzFeed?
It seems to all be clickbait these days. It's like, if it's more than a paragraph, it's like, oh, get it off. So weird.
Yeah. I'm sorry, did you just put information on this news site?
I know.
Why is there no reference to Princess Beyonce. Jasmine? This has got to take the cake, honestly.
Let's hear it.
23 facts you never knew about Coca-Cola. How many of these are at all surprising?
They used to have cocaine. Yeah, go on. I bet I'd know every single one. There's lots of sugar in it.
We won't ever go through all of them because of time constraints, but listen to this. The first one, you think that you'd bat out with one of your stronger, surely.
Yeah.
The ingredients are still secret. I just thought it was KFC.
You really? Yeah, I don't have to say anything about that.
The logo has hardly changed. Yes, we get that it looks like something from the
1800s. This is the tail end ones.
Yeah, this is when you're trying to fill up the 23.
Yes.
This is the 3 in the 23.
This is the filler.
Its success was driven by a marketing mogul. No way. A company.
Like every other company on earth? Who'd have thought?
Originally, it wasn't sold in bottles. Oh, well, yeah, that is surprising. Fair enough. Anyway, we're going to move on because we want to make fun of MSN.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do this. Yeah, we've got more.
Coca-Cola was one of the first companies to sell multi-packs. Okay, all right. Look, fair enough. This is pretty surprising. My mind's blown. Look it up. Something just like this. Can't play chess makers up next on Lying Amy Meredith, 107.9, 99.5. Throughout the mountains, you're listening to Move FM. Hope you're having a cracker of a morning. It is
good morning.
Thank you.
Yep.
I think that it's about to get a hell of a lot better because Ray Hadley, fresh from being minted as a radio giant in the Hall of Fame, he's there now up with the likes of Elvis, who's in the Musical Awards one, but he is the Elvis of radio now.
I mean,
it's undeniable to begin with. In fact, Elvis is the Ray Hadley of music. Let's just call that now.
I think that's going to be the term that will be used exclusively now.
Throughout history.
It won't be the king. It'll just be like the Reichster. Yeah. You're the Reichster of this company or something. You know, like that.
In fact, yeah, I petition, and I think that all of Lithgow would get behind this as well.
Big call. You're calling it. You're staying behind it.
I reckon that we should just get a giant laser to carve the moon into Ray's face, and it should just be that. So instead of that Chinese princess being up there trapped with her rabbit, no, I'm sorry, you had a good run, but now it's time for Ray's face using a ray gun.
I'm sorry, but I've known Jordan a very long time, since I was a kid, and it's the best idea you've ever had.
It's the best idea humanity's ever had. Let's be real about this.
Imagine Ray looking down upon us. In the night sky, you'd never be lost. He'd always be watching.
Exactly. There'd be no hoonish parties because he'd be staring at them constantly, and then all the teenagers would look up and go, oh, no, he knows. You're damn right I know. I see you all. I know what you're up to. You're damn hooligan.
Drinking Fanta. There's so much sugar in that. He's just great. I can't wait for the call.
Move FM traffic up next, and then after that, rage people.
If you're going to Bathurst, no.
Turn up your light, Boo Seeker on 107.9 and 99.5 throughout the mountains. Good morning, you're listening to FM. I've got Miss Love in the studio.
It's a beautiful morning.
It is. I guess we're in a studio, we don't have access to windows. They don't trust us with them.
Is that song still going?
Yes. Shut up. Far out.
All right, we get it.
Could you have a longer tail? I bet even if a snake was sitting here in the studio, we'd be like, that is enough. I am all tail. I am a head and a tail.
You know,
that was too much tail.
You know that producer / the artist was just discovered like Deep Purple and was like, whoa, outros, man.
Dear Bill, up next.
Hello.
I have found the most Australian piece of news in the history of the world, the history of time.
Was it the Crocodile Dundee and Steve Irwin gave birth to a small midget? That now lives in the centre of Ayers Rock.
I was going to say Uluru. No.
And can lift it on top of his head and goes, that's my Aussie cork hat.
This is the second most Australian piece of news.
It's pretty hard to compete with that.
Yeah, it really is. A 23-year-old man will face court after allegedly driving a lawnmower to a Tasmanian petrol station while drunk. And it's just an awkward photo of him being like, what's the problem? Just talking to a police officer, clearly driving a lawnmower through a petrol station.
Incredible. It's so good because you can tell that his justification is, it's not a car. I mean, it might have four wheels and it runs on petrol, but there's no law against it. And I sincerely doubt that the Australian legal system foresaw that far ahead into that particular scenario. I reckon he should get off scot-free, frankly.
Yes, first of all, I'm pretty sure somewhere down in the Australian Constitution, it's like all that ride their lawnmowers around public areas, especially gas stations, should get a personal thumbs up from the local minister or PM. This guy should be bloody a hero. That's amazing.
He's this century's dead, Kelly. Let's just rest it at that.
Absolutely.
He should go to the court so that he should be legally inscribed as that. Every time from now on that he walks past, you should be... should be like a vet in the US. You should have to give that man a salute. We've got the traffic up next for all you people that drive cars. Pathetic. You're un-Australian and unpatriotic. You're listening to Move FM.
Traffic, powered by the ponies of the World Polo Champion.
If you could only see Tonic 107.9, 99.5 throughout the mountains, you're listening to Move FM.
Hello.
Miss Love.
Deez.
You know how there's Italian Miss Love?
This is a spicy meatball.
Keep that going. You might need it.
Yeah, go on.
You know how there's been this foo-for-all about how the Liberal Party can't keep the price of energy down? And how they've always been saying that as soon as we cut the carbon tax, we have seen the biggest decrease in power bills in Australian history.
Mm.
Total lie. Power prices have doubled since then.
Okay.
So now they've come out with this new etched-in guarantee that they have with the major providers of electricity in this country. And that guarantee is that maybe in the year 2020, there might be a decrease of $2.20 a week in electricity bills.
What? Are you kidding me? Bring it to $3 at least.
I mean, you're clearly making this up as you go along. There is so many maybes and might be's in this guarantee. Why don't you just say $3? Why say $2.20?
Round it up.
Why not say $50? It's 3 years from now.
Is that really what's happened?
Yeah, that's what he's so excited about.
What? I believe I'll vote for an independent party. Sure. Throw your vote away.
That's what I like. Bruno Mars is up next. Seriously, vote Labour. Move FM. Rather be Clean Bandit, 107.9, 99.5 throughout the mountains. You're listening to Move FM, and it is time for...
I forgot the segment name.
Mesh Loves Geo. Up to a terrific start. The man who invented this very segment has forgotten the name of it. What's it about?
I'm not going to explain. I'll just dive right in.
Sure thing. Do that.
Burley Hedge is a suburb in the city of Gold Coast in Queensland, Australia.
That segment had to be saved by you saying, yeah, she. That was the climax of it. Oh, cactus.
This is your president, Donald J. Dump.
Her heart is in Havana, Camila Cabello, right across the mountains. You're listening to Move FM. We're really excited because Ray Hadley has recorded a special segment for us here at Move FM.
Mm-hmm.
The radio giant. He rings up every now and then to intervene in people's lives who have a problem. So go to our Facebook page, Move FM, if you know somebody who has a problem that they need to shake, because it's cheap counselling.
Yeah, it's the best you'll get.
Much better than a psychologist sitting there and going, how does that make you feel?
Yeah.
You want to listen to a celebrity yell at you that you really are a pinhead.
It's tough love, but I mean, as long as you're not too fragile, it could change your life.
Like all dichotomies, it's best when it's combined together. Opposites attract.
Mm-hmm.
Tough love works.
It does.
Here's an example.
Hello?
Yeah, how's it going? Is this Naomi Esau Mamuti? Mamuti, sorry?
Mamuto, yeah.
This is Ray Hadley from 2LT calling. How are you today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Very well. We've got a show here called Ray's People, just calling up. We've got a bit of a tip, a bit of an insider, probably a friend or family that's called in. Essentially, what we do here is we call up people and we anyone that might need a bit of help in their lives, we have a chat. Does that sound all right to you?
Is this Jordan?
Sorry?
Is this Jordan?
This is Ray Hadley.
Doesn't sound like Ray Hadley.
What do you mean it doesn't sound like Ray Hadley? This is...
It sounds... No, it's not. It's Jordan. Don't do this.
I don't know who... Mate, Ray Hadley... What do you mean? I think I sound like myself. Google Ray Hadley right now and tell me...
Oh, my gosh.
Tell me...
Oh, no, it's Jordan. Really? It's 11 o'clock at night.
It's 11... Yeah, we pre-record the show, love. Now, are you addicted to a show called House Husbands?
No. I can't believe she told... Look.
What's your addiction to the show?
I don't have... Addiction.
You do have an addiction.
I don't. I hate Alicia so much.
Listen, we had a call in, but I don't know who this fella Jordan you're talking about, but we want to know.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe I fell for this.
Now, you know you're studying to be a doctor. You're studying to be a doctor. You've got good values. You're a good young girl. This isn't an abuse show. Usually we call it pathetic pinheads, none of which you seem like. You seem like a good kid. But we want to straighten.
Tell that it's you, seriously.
But we want to straighten out this house husband's addiction.
I don't.
Essentially, how are you going to be a doctor if you're watching that Claptrap? Watch something good like The Block.
I can't. That is possibly the worst show on TV. But anyway.
Right. Well, maybe you are a pinhead then, because frankly, The Block is a great show.
I don't know why this happens to me.
I mean, it helps you build a bloody. It helps you build your deck. How Australian is that? I don't know who you're talking.
I'm impressed that you've kept up the accent all this time.
I don't know. Listen. What's your favourite thing about this crap trap you watch?
I don't. Just tell my sister that I'm going to kill her when I see her next.
Okay, your sister did tell us to call you, but it doesn't mean you're not addicted. And you're basically a heroin addict.
Oh my gosh.
You're basically a heroin addict.
Really, really fun, or not, but I need to go.
This is going to be posted to, posted to about 160,000 people, so is there anything you want to...
Yeah, because you're Jordan from Friendly Geordies. Oh my gosh.
I'm not Jordan from Friendly Geordies.
Wrong again, Naomi.
I don't know.
Wrong damn
again. I don't know who that is.
Have you ever been right in your life?
But
another question.
Also, what's this about emails? Are you synced to some sort of dodgy emails
no.
here?
Release your emails.
I think you should release.
No, release them.
Is this Jordan? Is that who you're talking about? This bloke over here?
Maybe. Just by the way, this is Jordan Admislav.
I'm Ray.
We've got full permission to put this on air tomorrow, right?
Why?
Okay, I'll take that as a yes. Thank you very much for your time. See
Alicia,
you soon. We'll be ringing you on a daily basis.
You've been great. Stop watching that Claptrap. And I tell you what.
And also release your emails.
Release your emails.
I don't have any emails.
And release them. And also, when I break my hand or whatever, you'll be first in line because you seem like a good young girl. Have a great
Fantastic.
Night.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Release them. Bye.
Bye.
Say My Name, Destiny's Child, 107.9, 99.5, throughout the mountains. You are listening to Move FM, where we are playing... Disappointing sound Olympics, 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 Olympics.
The year is 1987, the distant future.
Velcro has just been invented, and it has revolutionized space travel.
How good is microwaved macaroni and cheese? Answer, not very.
We have better things in the future. It's got broccoli in it now. It's slightly better for it.
It's a great game. We're really excited. We've been waiting all week for this.
So pretty much here's what we want you to do. If you are somebody who likes to participate in radio, then why don't you flick us a Facebook clip it of you making a sound that is more disappointing than this. We are the self-proclaimed champions
we
of the world
dare you.
Of this.
Bring good luck. Bring
so
it
can
on.
You beat us? We're the Usain Bolt and, you know, whoever the second fastest guy is of
yeah,
this sport.
Some Russian dude.
Ms. Love, care to take it off?
I have a question about the pretext. Can it be a word? Or does it have to be a sound?
No, it's a sound. That's. It's not called the disappointing word Olympics.
All right, all right. Just checking. Is it me up?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Ooh, it's very tough to beat. We have some hot competition here at Move FM. My God. I think, you are. You are Usain Bolt. You are defying gravity with the disappointing sounds this morning. All right. Can the upstart, Jordan Shanks, the Olympic Limbosis.
Both from Croatia, so either of us will represent our home, you know, the same
Absolutely.
Country.
It is the Kenya of bad sounds. Here we go. What do you reckon, traffic?
Throw it out to the people.
We have to get to traffic. No time for the people. Traffic. Lay it on me, Vance Joy, 107.9, 99.5 throughout the mountains. You're listening to Boo
No voice, wimpier and rock.
That's right. Can't counter to that, but I can give you a solid piece of advice, Miss Love, that you would be a millionaire, an absolute millionaire, if you were able to convince Channel 7 to get rid of The Chaser.
Yeah.
And replace this with their pre-news game show.
Okay.
It's just an Italian voiceover. It's a picture on screen, and it's just like Where's Wally, except for it's called... Okay. Where the monkey? Where the monkey, huh? That's the name. Where the monkey, comma, where the monkey, huh? Question mark. And then it just slowly zooms in on where the monkey is, closer and closer every segment, and then it just changes. And it's exact same picture every segment. It's just the monkey is put somewhere else. And then when it's like it has to go to an ad break, it just stops. It goes, there the monkey.
You know how sometimes you have those moments in your life where everything accumulates to one point and you're like, how did I actually get here?
Yeah.
That I'm having one of those moments right now.
You feel like it's meant to be? Destiny.
I don't know
that
what I don't
know idea for saying. A really shit game show at 6:36 in the morning. Massacre Killing Heidi is up next. We're allowed to say it. You cannot complain to Acro anymore. They don't want to hear it. We're allowed to say the word shit. Move it.
No show, Shona. Yui. Just throwing words together.
Yeah, it really was because she did show. She was just before us.
How now, brown bureaucrats? Maybe we should turn this into a beat show. Just come in and be like...
Beatniks at 9.
Yeah, Beatniks at 9. I reckon that would really take off.
Yeah, I do as well.
In Nimbin, exclusively.
True. There is definitely a resurgence ready for Beatniks, which was a trend
glasses.
That was popular in the 50s.
Tiny glasses.
Well, tiny glasses are trendy everywhere. I bet you even if you were in Antarctica and you showed a bunch of penguins the fact that you have tiny glasses, you would become the king penguin instantly.
Guys, let's bring the whole of the greater mountains. Let's bring back those tiny square sunglasses that just cover your pupils. Let's bring that back. If there's one thing you can gain from this show to this morning is that we want you to just bring that back in droves.
We should probably pay for a billboard. This should be the Move FM billboard as you come into Lithgow. Just a picture of somebody wearing really tiny sunglasses. The older the better. If they're 105 years old, it'd be great. Definitely have to have a ponytail. And then it should just have the very confusing title, I Saw the Sun, and then just Move FM's logo. Anyway, we'll float that with sales. Up next, we've got Ophelia's Music Move Marathon. Yes. But, it's not said exactly like that. But whatever, we're on break. Beat Move FM. See you tomorrow. Sunlight and the Magician, 107.9, 99.5, throughout the mountains. You're listening to Move FM, and it is 5:40 in the morning, so you're probably not listening to it. But Miss Love, what you had a question for me?
Don't you misunderestimate our audience. Well, shout out Truckies, love your work. Jordan.
That's right. Truckies are like 7-year-olds watching Cheese TV. I've got to get up to watch Pokemon.
Except I've
got to listen to boys ask questions to each other.
Jesus. Would you rather be a marine biologist or Bill Clinton's secretary?
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why Bill Clinton's secretary? Why is that held up at the same regard as a marine biologist?
It's not necessarily. It's just a hypothetical, and I'm curious.
No, I'd rather take the marine biologist for sure.
Really?
Yeah, I'd love to...
You'd like to be a marine biologist.
It'd be great. You would definitely discover a very large pearl. What are you going to discover as Bill Clinton's secretary?
The just ins and outs of
a pearl necklace, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. We're just going to keep that in because it's 5:40 weekends. Amy Shark up next on Movie Film. I was speaking to Sharksbury biologist. La, 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 la. Everything's fine. Movie Film. Need me to stay, Tommy Trash, 107.9, 99.5, Throughout the Mountains. You're listening to Movie FM. Good morning.
Tommy Trash just trashed our last segment, obviously because of his name, but so we'll try to have a crack again at it.
Yeah, we'll rise above him.
I was going to ask Jordan a personal question, but we'll throw it out there. We have a friend. What do you think Oscar is doing right now?
We're going to throw that out. 6352-2900 is what I'm going to call. What do you think our friend Oscar is doing right now?
Also, part two of the question. Who out there likes Craig David? If anyone in the Greater Blue Mountains area or anyone that might be tuned in anywhere is listening, 6352-2900, if you've racked your brain about our mate Oscar and just can't find the answer... let us know what you think about Craig David, because I for one assume that no one listens to him. Our friend Oscar is a big fan, that's what the connection is, and I'd like to know if you're a fan, if you're really a fan, an unironic fan, we'll send you a yo-yo.
Yeah, it's the least you could do, because your life is probably, to quote Tommy Trash, and I think that basically what Oscar's doing right now is trying to fit into his mum's high heels, going, ugh, it won't go into my big, bulky man feet. Oh, my life is nothing but tragedy. Because he lives in Melbourne, and I bet you that's what everybody in Melbourne is constantly doing. My life's a tragedy because I'm trying to eat this Tommy Trash garbage and it just tastes like Tommy Trash. Why doesn't it taste good? You listen to Movie FM. We've got I Feel a Cupboard Weekend. Daft Punk is up next on Move. Hey, the weekend is coming because it's Friday. Oh, move. Country, move. Feet Blood Pop on 107.9 and 99.5 Throughout the Mountains. Miss Love, do you reckon that you trade lives with Justin Bieber?
Like permanently?
Yeah. You got one shot, that's it.
Definitely not.
Why not?
I'm a humble guy. I am extremely happy that I just purchased a house. Basically, I would rather paint a house all day than drive around in a Lamborghini. And also, I think he's pretty into like Hillsong. Nothing against him, but it just seems like a bit of work.
Is that it? Because you think his life is more complicated than yours?
Too many bank accounts, too many passwords. What would you say?
I can't believe this.
I'm being brutally honest. And I don't really...
Well, your house in Lithgow...
Yeah. I'd prefer...
It's just basically a Malibu Stacey home. Justin Bieber lives in houses that dictators used to live in.
I got four words.
And because he has to remember more bank accounts, you don't want that?
Four words.
Sure. Okay.
More money... More problems.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Dear Bill, he'd know all about money, wouldn't he? Sounds extremely wealthy.
Yeah.
Living in his solid gold house. With his rocket car. Talking about movies in an extremely camp accent that nobody finds amusing.
Just shaking back and forth. Bah, goodbye. Bah, goodbye. Bah, goodbye.
He's a human parrot. Yeah, sorry, I shouldn't have said solid gold house. It's a solid gold cage.
Hello, Hollywood missed with the wrong winger. Get ill!
Attention, Charlie Puth on 107.9 and 99.5 Throughout the Mountains. You are listening to Move FM, Miss Love.
Was that Puthy boy?
That was him.
All right, I know. Go on. What were you going to ask?
I was going to ask you, what do you think he looks like?
I just have to go, rather than explain, I think everyone knows what this man looks like. Essentially, Usher.
You think he looks like Usher?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm turning around the computer screen so you can face on the floor that is Charlie Puth. He looks 10.
He looks like a 12-year-old.
It's incredible. He's poothed up his hair as if he's going, maybe if it's a little bit taller, I could get on the You Must Be This Tall to Enter Rides.
He looks like the kind of guy that if he was doing the paper run in your street, you'd definitely go, hi, Charlie, don't work too hard. Remember, school certificate's coming up in a year. Look at him. How off was I?
Waves by Gene Lewis is up next on Boo. This is... Mish Loves Geo. Yeah, she...
The esteemed segment. It's been off, you know, so many requests. The lines have just been going off for it. So we had to give it back to the people. Give the people what they want.
Yeah, it's exactly like when that celebrity in China announced that he had a girlfriend and the Chinese version of Facebook just shut down. got too much information on it. This is exactly the same.
Yeah,
and it's
absolutely.
Because of your incredible facts about mundane geographical locations across the planet.
Absolutely.
Take it away.
Absolutely, here it is. Broken Hill is an isolated mining city in the far west of outback New South Wales, Australia. Yeah, she. Yeah.
Real World Matchbox 20 is up next. You don't need any more explanations of that. It was self-explanatory. We'll be back on Monday, whether you like it or not. Yeah, yeah. One fishy comes about,
fishy
coming
comes,
to the
come
station.
On, one,
we'll
two, skidoo.
One
come
at
on.
A time. No, 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 no. One at a time. Line up, line up. We're not going to take
you
all at once.
Why don't
they
take you out the
bed
and teach you a lesson, she? Unlock one of your teeth out. Two, two, three, three, three. Three teeth is a lucky charm, she. Yeah, she. Old-timey Western, she.
Miss Love, if you were being chased in a haunted house by someone and they just dimmed out all the lights, you hear that classic power shutdown of the entire building, and then you heard one pop song that just started getting blared out from a bunch of old megaphones, I guess.
This is a frightening sentiment for the morning, but yes, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of true. Good morning, everyone. I hope you have a nice, happy day at work. But if you were getting chased by a murderer...
This is why we're cutting edge at Move. You're not going to get this with Hamish and Andy.
Yeah. Well, you will in the afternoon because there's also a Move FM, but good on them. Yes, happy times for them.
But we're better.
Scaring you in the morning, making you laugh at the end of the day.
What song would I want to hear? Is that the question you were going for?
Not what song would you want to hear. What song would freak you out?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can. That's easy peasy, man. Anything by Kesha.
So you're saying it'd be this. Oh my god.
You can run, but you can't hide. Ah!
So scary.
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
All right, what about this? What about if you heard this?
Go on.
Open Gangnam Style.
Don't you think?
Just tormenting.
Running back, just some abandoned insane asylum.
Yeah, just running,
running at the end of the corridor, and then somebody in a Richard Nixon mask just popping out of one of the doors.
Oh my god, you win. So scary.
Now or never, Halsey. Back next on Move. I guess that gets the bronze. Why not? Move FM. Right across the mountains, you're listening to Move FM. That was Up Down by Jessica Mowboy. Miss Love was called by someone from Optus, and because we're content light this morning, she's on now.
We're on the drive home. My friend from Optus is trying to convince me to upgrade my phone. Probably a great deal.
So the segment is convinces.
That's not going to be great. I think.
Well, why is she on? That's her expertise.
There's no real reason. Do you want to do you have any information you want to tell to about 160,000 people? What was your name?
My name's Caitlin.
Good on you, Caitlin. So you're there's also another question. Why is it just meerkats now in Optus? Just bring back all the animals. Why did you suss them all out?
Are you killing them off?
I don't know. I personally think that the mascot should be a cat or something.
Why?
Meerkats is a bit random.
How about this? Can you?
Is it too much for you?
Can you?
I don't know about that. I've only ever seen them in a zoo.
Can you? Can you get Can you guys please get Kramer? Because you don't remember Vodafone. Oh yeah. Get Kramer on your. I guarantee you right now. Just in fact, go up to your boss right now and just yell in his face that you should get Kramer involved because you're.
I don't think he'd be too happy with that. They've actually got Usain Bolt as the mascot for Optus now.
Nah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
What have you got against that?
It's like he's not funny. He's just fast.
Yeah, true. What's the point of having Usain Bolt there? Is it just like our connection is as fast as a man running? So not very fast.
Oh yeah. Didn't think that through.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Kramer opened the door fast. He could do everything.
Listen, what was your name again? Sorry.
My name's Kaylin.
Kaylin.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
You've been great.
Because I will be upgrading his
I think I'll be upgrading. I don't have time now. As you know, I'm working. I mean, you're involved in that now. But, is this your radio debut?
Yeah, absolutely it is. A bit nervous.
Well, I reckon you could take off, all right? We'll see how we go.
Definitely put me on the spot.
No, but it's just, you've pretty much got the whole job down pat anyway. Yeah, that is commercial radio. All you do is just espouse how mad Optus is. That is basically what,
that's
we,
basically
do
what we do. Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, we've got traffic now with Wally. What's happening on the road, mate?
Traffic.
Hope you're having a wonderful morning. Miss Love certainly isn't, because we've just had a bunch of restructuring here at Move, and basically the feedback was to him was a man with painted fingers, and just had one question for him. What exactly do you do?
I was Kramer in that episode where it's just like, well, nothing. It's like, that's what I'm getting at. I don't think you work here. What do you do here? TCB, taking care of business.
And yeah, that's what you do. You take care of business. Well, Mr. Big Shot from Perth, who is listening today, hope you have a really wonderful morning as well.
Don't call him Mr. Lovely, Awesome Advisor that is going to help us out and strengthen our model.
But prepare to be wowed, because this is why Miss Love is here, because he is, quote, the content king. Nobody comes up with better content than Miss Love Balabradzic. This is one of the only segments that he came up with this morning. Miss Love, care to tell the listeners what it is? Come on, don't be shy. Into the mic.
How about this? I'm just spitting this. Pizza car.
Okay, so you've changed
what it was. Because I don't want to get fired, so I'm skewing this. I'm skewing this.
No, I'm putting it back. I got it. This is what he wanted. This is what he wanted. This is why he gets a paycheck here. He wanted me to smell his armpit and rate out of 10 how stinky it is. And now you want a pizza car?
This is sabotage.
It's not sabotage.
You're sabotaging my career.
Come on. Present your armpits at the car.
You want to do it?
Yeah, of course I do. All right. Currently smelling. Why do you smell like rotten cheese? Do you ever bathe?
This morning.
That's his claim to fame. I had a shower this morning. I am at least as hygienic as everyone else. It doesn't explain why you smell like you are made of old fermented milk.
This is the lost audition tapes of Ray Hadley trying out for the role of Ray Romano in Everybody Loves Raymond.
Mum, could I move into your home again?
What did Deborah do?
It's bigger than Deborah Marie. It's bigger than Deborah. All right. You're thinking small potatoes, or in your case, you know, small lasagna. But Deborah did not stand idly by as I worked to expose Ticket A Go Go. Now, this is a company that they are. What they're doing is, a young man wants to go to Robbie Williams. He pays his money. They scam him. It's like I'm seeing a centaur in real life. It's that unbelievable.
Hey, good work, Ray. Now when some broad starts yapping, you're never romantic. Guys everywhere can say, hey, you think I'm bad? At least I didn't pull
Ticket A Go Go.
Frank, you are absolutely out of line. If I was a younger man, me and the boys at Brizzy Tech would have grabbed your bald head, tarred and feathered it, and trimmed our pubes right on top of it, just to mess with you. And then we'd throw you into the girls' locker and be, there goes puby dooby. Unlucky for me, lucky for you, basically.
I'm surprised, Raymond. You're not usually so thoughtless and inconsiderate.
You're one to talk, Marie. You voted Greens last election. I know you voted Greens.
Is it because you feel guilty that your whole garden's cement now? You feel like you owe it to the other trees because you suffocated all your bloody plants? Oh, I know it's the Greeks that usually cement over their whole backyard. But look, I also know that Greece is very close to Italy. So don't pull your little map tricks on me, you little gypsy. No map tricks from you. No map tricks from you, Marie. Why don't you make yourself useful and make me some lasagna with your little magic powers, eh?
And thus concludes my audition tape for Everybody Loves Raymond. I know that you're not looking for a replacement for Raymond, but I just want to put my disgrace into audio format that you have not replaced him with me. You're a bunch of clowns, and I don't usually get behind a protest unless the cause is just, and frankly, this one is as just as it gets. So, you know, I am Ray. Hear me, Ray.
Move.